What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven Today. I'm James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Wow, it's been an amazing last few weeks. I want to thank you again for your love and support for the project. God is doing some amazing things already. Just a few, you know, just almost a week out from the project. So anyway, God is doing awesome things. Thank you again. We're going to jump right in, and we're going to call this one Hard Shell. We're going to call this one Hard Shell. You know, the Bible says in the end days that the love of many would grow cold. And one thing that I've noticed in my travels is, you know, I've probably done about 20 interviews now for the book in the last week. And one thing that I've realized is people don't really understand what fire is. You know, they may have like a churchy concept conceptually, but they don't really understand what it is. God created us to walk in power. He created us to walk in fire. And I think part of the success of this project is that we are seeing people want more of God, right? We're seeing people burn for the things of God. And that's always going to be a precursor for something great, right? The truth is we can have as much of God as we want. And if you're satisfied with a little, that's all you're going to get. If you desire more, then it will be for you. The Bible says that when you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you're going to be filled. There's no doubt about it. And so it's important to have a thirst for that more. In Ezekiel 47, you know, God shows him a valley of dry bones. And he said, look, do you think these bones can live? And he said, Lord, you know, only you know. And then he began to say, speak to the bones. Prophesy to the bones that they're going to live again. And sometimes, really, it's an act of faith, right? You don't know you're prophesying sometimes, but when you're declaring that you're desperate for God and you're hungry for Him and you want the Lord, I mean, you are prophesying that your bones are going to live. You're prophesying that, you know, your heart will burn for God again. The reality is this: Jesus didn't die on the cross so you could just go to church. We have been called to burn for God. The Bible says that our God is a consuming fire. And so the reality is, if He is that, then we must be. If God is a God who is a God of fire and burning and passion, then why aren't we? The day of Pentecost, it was not cubes of ice, but tongues of fire that fell on the individuals that day. And so we see early on in the Gospels that fire is probably the symbol of Christianity. Fire fueled the early church. It empowered the disciples. It gave them something greater, right? John the Baptist said, look, I'm the one who baptizes you, but the one that is coming, in Matthew 3:11, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And doing the interviews around the earth today, a few people understand what the and fire means. They think it's just a, you know, cute concept. They don't even, honestly, I've talked to some major broadcasters, they don't even know. They don't even have an understanding of that. And yet through it all, and the mass shootings a few weeks ago, and as crazy as this country is turning, it is being more and more evident that it's a God-sized hole that only the Holy Spirit can fill. And believers burning for God, that will be the only answer today. It's not going to be dead religion and cold Christians. It has to be people that are white hot for God, burning for the things of God. And so, it brings us here today. When you look at the landscape of the earth, people are... See, the thing with fires, it's always going to expose. There's no such thing as like one encounter, right? Oh, man, I got baptized in fire in 1973. There's no such thing as that. It's a continual infilling. It is a constant dwelling in his presence, longing for those things. Because in the Christian faith that we're in today, what you focus on is going to overtake you. And if you're not looking at the right things, then you will be picked off. That's just how it goes. There is a right and there is a wrong. And we can't throttle that line because, you know, he's a holy God. He's not going to move in power to a generation that hasn't surrendered. He's not going to move in power to a generation that it's optional to. Right? The cross wasn't optional. He died on the cross. So he gave us everything. Something happened recently in the Redwood Forest of Yosemite National Park that I want to share with you. And today, I believe fire is going to change your life. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. My friends, I am so excited to announce that my book, Fire, is officially out on all platforms. Do me a favor as an investor in this broadcast, please. Get the word out. Let others know. Buy the book yourself. Leave us a review on Amazon. As you do, our reach goes so much further. Thank you for partnering with us. And we're excited to build this group and every day receive fresh fire. What's up, everybody? I'm back. We're talking about Hartshell. Yosemite National Park has some of the most beautiful redwood trees. And some years back, they realized that the trees were not reproducing themselves. Oh, in years past, the trees grew, and other times they saw them reproducing, but now they hadn't. They weren't sure why. They tried to look, they did soil tests, they did everything they could to see why or not these beautiful, iconic American legends called the Redwood Forest, why aren't those trees not reproducing? They didn't know why. They did know this, that the redwood tree shell is a hard shell. It was, you know, the seed was in there, but it was through lots of layers of, you know, it was very hard to get into that seed. But it did it before. So they knew, looking at the shell of the redwood forest tree, that it would take the shell to break open and the seed to spring forth for the tree to grow. And so they looked in the ground, the soil seemed fine, nothing's really changed. There was no calamity, you know. Forest fires, you know, because of technology, man, forest fires are in check. So they felt like the trees have never been more protected. Or had they? One scientist began to look around the forest to the areas that were looking flourished. So, like, the seed hadn't come forth in many years. When was the last time we had a batch of seeds that grew? So they scoured the forest to find what they thought would have been the last generation of redwood forest trees. And when they isolated the last generation of redwood forest trees, they marked it off, and then they began to study that one area to find out what was different about this one area where they have the last batch grew and everywhere else. And one engineer came up with a fascinating hypothesis. He said he believed that a forest fire helped. Made no sense. He looked at the fires that used to take place in the forest, and the one area where the last fire burned is where the new trees came up. So now we needed to figure out, what did fire and damaging trees have to do with new life? And he cracked the code. If you put that shell, that hard shell, under a certain amount of heat, it melts, it breaks open and allows the seed to come forth. So all these years when we were putting out fires, and now we're pretty much really good at containing them and making sure they don't happen or alarms go off the minute there's smoke. Could it have been that during these major forest fires, the seeds went into the ground and opened right up because of the heat? It was true. They couldn't believe it. They'd done so many tests. They checked it out and they realized that the fire heat burn was so intense that it burned away the shell and the seed could germinate in the ground. But because in today's technology, they were putting out fires a lot quicker, there wasn't enough hot to burn away the shell. And that fire was needed. I'm going to tell you today, as you look around the landscape of life, there's a lot of hard shells around. And I'm going to tell you right now, fire is needed. What you see on this earth today, the hardness of this earth, is a God-sized problem that he's going to deal with. But he's looking for people to say, Father, burn. Burn in our hearts today away the hard shells. Burn in our hearts today anything that's not of you. God, burn on us afresh today. In the name of Jesus, we receive your fire. Let your fire fall again. Let your fires burn on the inside of us to where there's no more shell and new life can come forth from us, this nation, our churches, everywhere represented. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, love y'all. Forgive my voice, been preaching a whole lot. A lot of interviews I've been doing. We love you. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today. I'm out.
Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.